Hi, in this video we shall look at the capabilities of a nano server to host a website and the integration with Visual Studio Online toolset in order to deploy a new code to the nano server. The app that we have in question is a simple website called Hot Coffee, which the team has developed and checked it into Visual Studio Online. The team manages the build for this app using the build preview feature into Visual Studio Online. The team has already built the solution and is looking to deploy the same to a nano server. The release manager in question decides to flight this through a dev environment before hitting the production nano server. In each of the environments, a PowerShell task is used, which is executing the deployment script against the target environment. The release manager triggers a new release and waits for it to finish. The release to the dev environment is now done and is waiting for an approval from the release manager. The release manager browses through the website deployed on the development nano server and validates the content. He notices that there's a typo that's been created in the title and logs a bug in the background for the release team to fix. He comes over to the release and decides to reject the currently running release while the bug is fixed. The team makes a check-in for the bug fix and triggers a new build. As the build is finished, the release manager would notice that a new release would get triggered automatically for this particular deployment. This happens courtesy the background plumbing that's been done while defining the release definition to trigger a release on completion of the build for this artifact. With the release done and waiting for approval again, the release manager goes and updates the portal on the nano server against the dev environment and notices that the bug is fixed. He's good to now let the pits go. Post approval, the release would now repeat itself on the production nano server and deploy the bits to the external world. Thank you.